Is the Bible really disrespectful toward women? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, the Bible is sometimes viewed today by secularists as sexist. Your thoughts?
John, this is a sensitive issue. There's no doubt terrible things have been done to women in the name of religion. In fact, look at some of the world's religions even today, and the treatment of women, it's troubling.
So how does the Bible and Christianity then stand up to all this?
Well, the first thing that ought to get our attention is that Christianity has been embraced by women throughout history. It breathed hope into their lives. It was inspirational. The Bible, right from the beginning, establishes that both men and women are absolutely valuable, made in God's image.
And historically, that has not always been the case.
No, women in Old Testament times generally had lower status, which made them extremely vulnerable. Yet God saw them as equally valuable. He provided for them in wonderful ways. The biblical account of Ruth, for example, is truly heartwarming in this respect.
You also have women in positions of power and authority.
Consider the accounts of Deborah or Queen Esther, and you see God using powerful women in a wonderful way. Then we look to Jesus and see many of his friends and followers were godly women in a culture where women were marginalized. Jesus had the same level of care and compassion for men and women, even Samaritan women. If respect means we see men and women as the same, gender neutral, the way the culture seems to be going, the Bible doesn't support that. There are gender differences, but the Bible is clear: men and women are worthy of equal love, value, and respect.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. More online at reasonwhy.org.